Now, boys and girls, if you sit up and open up your ears well, we'll continue to see how God dealt with the children of Israel now that he had brought them into the land of Canaan. And you remember, of course, that God had promised to give them that land many, many hundreds of years before. But although God had promised to give them the land, still withal, they were to take their part. They were to do certain things that God commanded them to do. The very first thing, you remember, that he commanded them to do was a great test to their faith, because the greatest city in the land of Canaan that they were going to have to conquer and fight against was the great city of Jericho. It had great high walls, it had great strong gates. And so no doubt the children of Israel wondered how they were going to conquer the city of Jericho. So you remember how then the Lord appeared to Joshua, and the Lord told them how they were going to do that in a very, very strange way. They were to march round the city of Jericho, you remember, once the first day, and then they were to go back to their camp. The second day they were to march round the walls again, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and then on the seventh day they were to march round the walls of Jericho seven times. And on the seventh time the trumpets were to be blown, the people were to shout with a great shout, and said God, when you do that, then the walls of Jericho will collapse, they will fall down, and you will go over and take the city of Jericho. Well, the children of Israel obeyed. They obeyed by faith. Faith, you remember, is believing what God said. And so they believed what God said, and they conquered the city of Jericho. Now, if you want to read about all the battles and all the warfare that the children of Israel had to engage and had to fight while they were in the land of Canaan, you'll read all that in the book of Joshua. And they had many, many battles. Most of the times they won the battles, but sometimes they lost the battles. And it all depended, you see, on whether or not they followed the way that God told them to do things. When they did exactly what God said, then they gained them. Victory, but when they went to their own ways or did something wrong, then they lost the battle. However, eventually, after seven whole years of fighting in the land of Canaan, eventually they came to possess the land, or possess the most of the land, and then they began to settle down in the land of Canaan. They divided the land up between the different tribes, 12 tribes of the children of Israel. They set up the tabernacle, the great tent, you remember, that they had in the wilderness, and then God told them to do different things that were going to be for their good. Now, one of the things that God told them to do, which was for their good, is a very, very important thing for this reason, because it's another thing that reminds us of our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And here's what it was that God told them to do. You see, in those days, if somebody killed somebody else accidentally, then a relative, a brother or an uncle or somebody of that family could go after the person who had killed the member of their family, and they would kill that person. And God came and God said, no, that's not to be. If somebody kills another person accidentally, not on purpose, then that person is to be able to be put into a place of safety, place of refuge, the Bible says. And so said God, I want you to take six of the cities in the land of Canaan, and I want you to call them cities of refuge, cities of safety, so that when anybody does kill another person accidentally, they can fly to one of those cities, run as hard as they can to one of those cities, and as long as they are in one of those cities, then they will be safe. Nobody will be able to touch them, and they will be safe all the days of their life in that city. And so God said there are to be three of those cities on one side of the River Jordan. There are to be three of those cities on the other side of the River Jordan. He said you're to take cities that sit up on top of hills so that everybody can clearly see where the cities of refuge are. He said there are to be good roads that lead to those cities. You're to set up signposts so that people know the way to the cities of refuge. You see, God was very gracious. He was saying that this person who killed another person accidentally, that there was a place of safety, and it was to be clearly seen. And when that person ran to one of those cities, went into that city, then that person would be safe. So remember those words, the cities of refuge or the cities of safety. Now, it's a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls. You know what the Apostle Paul says in the letter that he wrote to the Hebrew Christians? He says, we have fled, or we have run to our Lord Jesus Christ as a refuge for our souls, as a place of safety for our lives. And you see, boys and girls, we have sinned against God. Now, you all know that. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, each and every one of us. We're sinners before God. But God has given us a Savior in our Lord Jesus Christ. And what we must do is, we must come to our Lord Jesus Christ by faith, believing that when we are right with our Lord Jesus Christ, then indeed we are right with God. Jesus Christ is like a city of refuge. He's a place where we can be safe and where we can be kept safe all the days of our life. But you must fully believe in Jesus. You must have Jesus Christ as your own Lord and as your own Savior. Let me tell you something that happened in the Bible. There was a man called Abner. And he was a man that killed another man accidentally, and he fled to one of the cities of refuge, a city called Hebron. And when he went to that city, he stood in the gate of the city. He didn't go right into the city, he just stood in the great big gateway. And while he was standing in the gateway of the city, the man who was flying after him came, a man called Job, and he began to talk to him in the gateway of the city. And as he was talking to him, put in his hand into his cloak, and he pulled out a great big dagger, and he plunged it into the heart of Abner, and Abner died. You see, if he had been right in the city of refuge, that man Job could never have touched him. But he was just in the gateway of the city. He was so near to it, but he wasn't right in the city. And when King David heard what had happened to Abner, he said, "Oh, Abner died like a fool, like a fool." See, he was so near going into the city, but he wasn't right in the city. You see, boys and girls, it doesn't matter how near you seem to be to the things of God. Doesn't matter if your mother or your father is a Christian or both of your parents are Christians. You yourself, you must believe in Jesus Christ the Savior. And it's only when you know that you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior for yourself, only then are you really safe in Jesus Christ all the days of your life. So you think of those people who had a place of safety to go to, and think of our Lord Jesus Christ as the one in whom we are kept safe all our days and then forever and ever to the glory of his name. What were the names of those cities? The cities of refuge. And when you read about the cities of refuge, you think of Jesus Christ as the one in whom we are made safe all our days.